Recording live from the Northeast Georgia Business Radio X Studio. This is Northeast Georgia Business Radio presented by Regions Bank. Embrace the FN life. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Welcome back. Welcome back, folks, to another exciting edition of Northeast Georgia Business Radio. I'm your host, Tom Sheldon. And yeah, we're coming to you live from the beautiful Empower College and Career Center of Jackson County. I have with me a very special guest, somewhat of a privilege to have her in. It is definitely an honor. And I'm not just building her up because she truly is one of the nicest people in Jackson County. It's been proven multiple times. I have with me today from Beckett & Associates Investment Services, the Ann Austin. Ann, welcome to the Northeast Studio.
Thanks, Tom. It is a pleasure to be here.
How are you?
I'm doing great.
How you feeling all right? You're in the studio. We got you in studio.
Feeling good.
We're just hanging out.
Yeah.
No big deal, right?
Right.
I first met you at a Jackson County Chamber event.
Yes.
I did. I remember that because you were like the only one that wanted to talk to me. And I appreciate that.
I'm glad that
we'll just leave it at that.
There you go.
Right? So I don't get anyone in trouble.
Right.
But you walked up to me and said, "What are you doing here?" No, I'm kidding. You didn't quite say it that way. You introduced yourself and you were magnificent. And to this day, I appreciate that.
I'm so glad.
So what are we going to talk about?
We're going to talk a little bit about financial advisory, I believe.
You are a financial advisor.
Mm-hmm, I am.
But now you and I have a other Jackson County Chamber. We have a little bit of a kinship. We were kind of raised in military homes, backgrounds.
Yes.
Your father was?
Army.
Army. Mine was retired Navy.
Okay.
I guess the path runs pretty straight in both households, I would imagine.
Yes, very much so.
I got by with nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
And I got to the point where I didn't even try.
Correct. I'm pretty much a rule follower because it's not worth it.
I knew how the result was going to be
right.
Every time.
Yes.
I got to ask, did you travel a lot as a child? Travel around a lot?
Not really.
Cool.
I mean, we did move a few times. I've lived as far as Alaska.
Really?
Texas, Colorado, Alabama.
A little bit of moving around.
A little bit.
A lot of the South.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not supposed to consider Alaska a foreign country, but sometimes I slip up and do. They get upset when you do that.
A little bit upset.
Ooh, I had to go to a wedding in Alaska. I accidentally said to the person who was lining up my transportation, getting a car from the airport to the resort, I said, "Oh, well, when I get back to the States," and her whole demeanor changed.
Whoops.
Not in a good way.
Not in a good way.
And she got even with me. Because the little guy that picked us up, forgive me, Ann, I wanted to strangle him by the time we got to the resort. Now, I've got a sister-in-law-to-be texting me, a little brother texting me, "Where are y'all at? Why aren't you here? Where are you going to be? Where are you?" Losing their minds, because we have rehearsal to get to. And he's stopping to look at goats.
Okay.
I'm not kidding you.
Okay. What was the purpose?
He was convinced that in Alaska, you never meet a stranger. It's a friend you hadn't met yet, and that you do not get in a hurry. And I understand that. I'm not the type to hurry either. I don't get in hurries. But when you have a sister-in-law to be, and yeah.
Right. A little respect there.
There's like prudence or something. I don't know. And I finally texted little brother, and I said, "Hey, if I knew where I was going, I would throw him out of this van and drive it myself." It was that bad. "Can we go now?"
Right.
Sorry.
Well, I was a baby when I lived there, so I don't remember any of it.
You didn't see goats?
Probably, but I was, you know, two and under, so.
I mean, around here, they farm goats. They raise goats.
Yes.
So we had to stop. Enough about me, though. Sorry.
No, my
Alaska stories.
I like it.
Pain. Wow. Sorry.
That's good.
Financial advisor. Mm-hmm. We'll get to that in a minute.
Mm-hmm.
I learned something about you, and this is super cool, and you've got to tell us about this. You are a black belt, taekwondo.
Correct.
Now, how tall are you?
5'3".
And you weigh like 85, 90 pounds?
A little more than that.
Not much.
A little bit more.
Now, take the earrings off. She's like 90 pounds. You're a black belt.
Correct.
That is awesome.
Thank you.
So when the fight breaks out, folks, you stand behind Ann.
Let's hope there's no fight.
Well, there shouldn't be. There shouldn't be. But, you know, don't look for me to save you if Ann's around.
There you go.
I'm dead serious. But now there's a big reason why you got into this.
Yes.
That's what I want to know about.
Right. So my oldest son needed a little self-confidence build. So we put him in Taekwondo and he was doing great, but he's ADD and was just really struggling to focus as he was learning forms and different things. So I'm being a great parent over on the sideline and I'm learning the forms from the parent chairs and going home and trying to help him stay on track. And also at the same time, sideline conversation was, I just had our second child a year or so before and wanting to get back in shape. So my husband made the suggestion that maybe I should just start taking class, get the fitness part, and I'm learning the forms anyway. So just join up with him and go through that process. So we did. It was great fun.
I love that. Mm-hmm. I wish more parents would do stuff like that.
Yeah.
Because you just didn't show up and stand there and, okay, you ready to go? Let's get out of here.
Right.
That is so cool.
Thanks.
And you were taking care of yourself and learning. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Valuable skills.
Right.
What does Taekwondo in general do? It helps you focus your mind. I don't know.
Well, it's teaching you how to use your hands and feet for self-defense.
Right.
And that's Taekwondo is at its core is with your hands and feet is sort of what that means. You know, so it's a lot of self-defense sort of mixed in those forms. But it is discipline, very high discipline. It was great for my son to go through that experience and just learn how to learn a form in a several week period, how to break that down, how to learn so many moves per week. And, you know, just it was a great learning experience for him.
I love it. Now he wrestles. He's still in high school, isn't he?
He graduated last year.
Okay, he did great. But he was wrestling in high school.
He wrestled through his junior year.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's awesome, too.
Yeah.
Nice.
He's a good kid.
Well, look who raised him. I'm just saying. The nicest person in Jackson County has got to raise good kids.
Aww.
There's a law or something. I don't know. But you're a Jefferson Dragon, are you not?
Correct.
You graduated from Jefferson.
I did. My last 2 years of high school were at Jefferson.
All right. I guess we have to get to business eventually. Are you ready?
I am.
You ready to be really careful what you say?
Yes.
Financial advisor. Mm-hmm. What was the journey? Were you in high school saying, I'm going to get into the financial world?
No.
What did a very young Ann want to do with the rest of her life?
I wanted to be an accountant.
Ooh. You
know, super boring.
I know one of those, yes.
Yeah.
This time of year, I'm a tax widower.
Correct.
Yes.
I've always liked numbers. I was good at math.
Cool.
Better than average. And that was my goal, to be a CPA. And that's what I started out on the education path for. Some of that was driven from part of my childhood, a pretty large part of my childhood, just living through financial insecurity. And, you know, I hated that.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like it always added unnecessary stress to my life.
Oh, yeah.
So as an adult, I wanted to do something to not only educate myself, but also educate others on how to build wealth and be financially free.
Nice.
So go down the road a little bit. And I thought the best place to start would be in banking.
Mm-hmm.
And started interviewing. And after I very graciously declined the second banking job offer, I just realized that wasn't for me. My heart was not in that kind of work.
Wasn't quite there.
Yeah, just not quite what I needed. You know, I knew sitting in those interviews that I would be accepting a job that I couldn't stay at long term. And I just didn't think that was fair to do that to an employer.
Mm-hmm.
So I graciously declined that second offer. And the banker that I was interviewing with handed my resume over to the financial advisor who worked for the bank at the time. He gave me a call and we interviewed and he hired me 25 years ago into the business.
Wow.
And
I hear you.
That's kind of been my home since. I was 21 at the time, started getting licensed at 22 and spent the next 20 years really working for other advisor teams.
Mm-hmm.
Had a couple children. So that team approach was really helpful for me. And in 2019, I decided to go out on my own and build my own book of clients, sort of business for myself. And fast forward today, I have some of the best clients around.
Congratulations.
Many of whom I call friends.
Yeah, part of the family.
Yeah, it really is. You know a lot about clients in this line of work, so it's pretty easy to become friends.
Absolutely.
And it makes my day pretty exciting going to work. You know, no 2 days are the same. So,
I imagine sometimes you may uncover some secrets with people that maybe you didn't want to know. We won't go into that. What's the worst one you hit? No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Confidentiality.
Right.
I say nothing.
I don't blame you. I don't want to know. you focus a little bit on the insurance side, do you not?
No, actually, no. I am insurance licensed.
You're licensed for insurance. Okay.
That's correct. So I do have an insurance license, and I can provide that when it's necessary for a client's wealth building.
That's part of it.
Plan.
I got you. I got you. I got you.
But okay. We really are a full service brokerage, so we offer everything except some of the high risk things.
And now Beckett and Associates Investment Services is part of Raymond James.
Correct.
Right.
We're an independent branch of Raymond James. Clear through them. We have the compliance department. All of the technology is through Raymond James, but we do run our own individual office.
Gotcha. And we're going to take a really quick break and get in one of our great community partners. One of our great community partners is Winfield Realty Group. Randy Winfield and his team consistently provide a concierge, best-in-class personal level of service to their clients. First-time home buyer, relocation, selling, or buying your current home, Winfield Realty Group is ready to assist. And hey, let's face it, Randy Winfield is one of the nicest people you will ever meet. I call him the concierge of class. You talk about pressure, the concierge of class. But folks, visit winfieldrealtygroup.com today. And while you're at it, visit our new website here at Business Radio X, negabrx.com, negabrx.com, to see all our great community partners. And you still with me?
I am.
Got to pay bills around here.
That's right.
Big shout out to my buddy, Randy Winfield. You know Randy.
I do.
He's awesome.
Randy is great.
He is my mentor in the Jackson County Chamber.
Yes, he is wonderful. We serve on the Chamber board together.
That's right, you do. I forgot about that.
Mm-hmm.
Give him a hard time.
Give
him a hard time next time for me. Just blame it on me and he'll just laugh.
All right, will do.
Randy's a good dude. All right, where were we? Where were we? Taekwondo. Father was in the Army.
Yes.
I guess we got to get back to business.
Yeah, maybe a little bit of business.
A little bit of business. So when someone comes to you, and I've got X amount of dollars, hopefully a lot, what's that approach for you? You just don't start slinging money everywhere.
No, not at all. So I'm a bit of a Dave Ramsey fan.
Cool.
I believe that to be a successful wealth builder, you have to master the fundamentals. So that means living within your means, or AKA staying on budget and having a sufficient emergency fund. Those are precursors for staying on track. So building wealth is a long game. And if you're having failures in your day-to-day cash flow or your lack of savings, that'll cause you to dip into investments that really should be left alone to grow and compound. So once those fundamentals are in place, that's when I can really help clients start to set goals and then work to achieve those. And another thing I think is key is knowing that everyone's unique. There are no cookie cutter solutions that work for everyone. So I want to find out what's important to my clients and then help them strategize toward those goals. They're really doing the heavy lifting there, but I'm there to advise along the way. So think about that like your personal trainer. Your personal trainer doesn't do the work for you. You still have to come into the gym and do the lifting, do the exercise, but your trainer's giving you the tools that you need to do all of those things more efficiently and have a better outcome. So that's similar to what I'm doing for clients, just helping them stay accountable to the plan.
Now, do you put plans together for individuals, for businesses, corporations, all the above, some of?
So a little bit of all.
Really?
I do.
You'll work with almost anybody.
Correct.
In a good way.
That's right. We do. We actually don't have account minimums in our office because we like to help everyone.
That is cool.
Can. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We're all a little bummed on the Sunday commercial. Well, if you got a $1 million portfolio, give me a call. But it's a little bummed. Not all of us have that $1 million portfolio laying around.
Right.
I wish we did.
And a fun day in the office is really doing meaningful work.
True.
I do love working with everyone, but it's fun to go home and coach my 18-year-old on how to set up his Roth 401k or how to have an investment account. And he's a really good listener, so that helps.
The kid's got a Roth?
He does.
Bless him for that.
He does. He's
very
a smart boy.
Hang on to that thing to, 65, I think, something like that.
59 and a half.
Whatever that magic number is, and he'll probably be a millionaire.
That's
but anyway.
That's right. That's right.
40 years of investing will do that.
That's right.
Bless compound interest.
I know.
Just saying.
Beautiful thing.
It's a beautiful thing. See, folks, I'm not near as dumb as I look. I'm not Warren Buffett, but I'm not dumb either. So what are you helping the clients with? Where to put money? Where to build wealth? Safety nets, things like that.
Mm-hmm. Every client's needs vary.
Of course,
But the highlight reel on what I help clients with is investment management, behavioral coaching with regard to money anyway.
I was about to say that. Wow, you're a psychologist too.
No, behavioral coaching with money.
As in spending money?
Saving, not overspending.
Not going into debt.
That's correct.
It's not what you make, it's what you spend.
Sort of all encompassing, but behavioral coaching with regard to staying in the market when you should, and you know, just coaching through not making poor decisions that affect you financially long term.
Have you had to have some kind of rough conversations with people?
Yes.
Money in general is a touchy subject. Mm-hmm. I don't care who you are.
Right.
You know, the most wealthiest man in the world, it's a touchy subject.
That's right.
So if you have to have a conversation with somebody because maybe they've gone off a plan, that's difficult.
It is, and that is part of the retirement planning process.
Sure.
You know, we're talking about every decision you make and how that impacts the future.
I got you.
So it's really easier to have that conversation when you're looking at numbers and projections and you're able to show that. If you do this thing, if you take out $50,000, here's the impact that has down the road.
It skews the projection to another.
Correct. Correct. Okay. So it's really easy to show that with someone. So you're not having to scold. You're just showing the impact.
I got you.
And letting them make the choice.
That's got to be easier on you.
A little bit.
Oh, it'd have to be.
Yeah.
Oh, it'd have to be.
But always with kindness.
I don't want a yes man dealing with my money. Mm-hmm. I want someone who's going to, quote unquote, fight me on some things.
Right. And challenge a little bit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. In addition to those things, I'm also helping with education planning, tax planning, charitable giving, insurance planning, and goal setting and tracking. You know, with that said, people hear the tax planning and the estate planning and they think, oh, you'll do my taxes or you'll write my will. Those are a couple of things I don't do.
I don't blame you.
I'm not a CPA or an attorney.
I so don't blame you.
So I do refer those things out.
You have your own community partners.
That's right. But I do work with those professionals to make sure we're all on the same page. And that can look a few different ways, from a quick email or phone call with the CPA to even sitting in on a meeting with the attorney to make sure that we're all doing what's in your best interest.
And you're both learning off of each other.
That's correct. Yes.
And that's very valuable.
Yes.
Now, Anne, okay, enough of work. No, we've had enough of work. Now, you are very active in your church, correct?
That is correct.
And you're a singer.
Yes.
I have never heard you sing.
Oh.
I know. It stinks.
We'll fix that.
Yeah, I'm going to have to. But no, seriously, you are, from what I understand, I know people. You know I know people. Mm-hmm. You're actually quite a singer, quite a vocalist.
Oh, thank you. That's nice. I've done everything in church over the years, from being the treasurer to nursery director to worship leader. And you know, I love serving in church.
Right.
If you find me over at the Jefferson Church right now, you may see me serving under the first-time guest tent or singing. I lead a connect group right now. That's super fun. But I just love being there. There's something about being at church that just grounds me and starts my week off in the right way.
Nice.
Yeah. So it's good.
That's awesome.
But outside of that, it's a lot of time with the kids too.
I bet.
My younger son wrestles and plays football and baseball. And so I spend a lot of time mat side, field side.
Now he wrestles too.
He does. He is Jefferson Middle, so he's seventh grade.
Oh, he's in seventh. Mm-hmm. That's right. I forget they're wrestling in middle school.
Correct. He's wrestled since he was 7 years old.
I didn't realize that.
Both my boys started at the same time.
Perfect.
And, yeah.
They start them young in Jefferson.
Yes.
They just do.
They do. It's a lot of fun. We really enjoy it. And, you know, we're heavily involved in wrestling and football, but we also have been in soccer and track and cross country and ROTC and just, you know, My boys do a lot of different things, and we encourage that.
Okay, you got to share with me the story real quick, or share with the folks. I already know the story. And we joke about when the fight breaks out, stand behind Ann, because you're a black belt, for crying out loud. Now, your husband will make a similar joke, but yes. I got to defend my guy here.
Yes.
He did snap into action.
He did.
I got to defend him.
So, you know, he has joked about that many, many times, that if something breaks out, he's just going to push me forward and take the kids and run. But he's totally joking. 1 year on vacation, we had someone who was pretty high and a little out of his mind, pulled up his car right in front of me, swung open the door, and looked like he was just going to take me out. I'm backing up with the kids, making sure the kids are safe, and my husband was right there in the front line. So he
took
really,
care of business.
That's right. He really didn't do that. It's just a running joke among us. defend till the end, right?
We had to get that in there.
That's right.
We just did.
That's right. No, it's good. Awesome. It's a good skill to have, but like I said earlier, you know, it's a skill you never want to have to use.
No, yeah. Not at all. Well, Anne, thank you for coming in. That wasn't so bad, now was it?
No, not at all.
You actually enjoyed it?
Yes.
We got to get you in here. You can co-host or guest host for me.
There you go.
That would be cool.
That would be a lot of fun.
I don't turn the mic over to just anybody.
Oh,
I'm just saying.
I'm so honored.
I'm just saying. I'm vamping. They're going to play my music any second. Now I have to wrap up. Mm-hmm. There it goes. Anne, thank you so much. Folks, check Anne Austin out. RaymondJames.com/AnnAustin, A-N-N, no E. I'm Tom Sheldon. We'll talk to you soon.
Life is full of ifs, but if you want to cash flow like a pro and get paid up to 2 days early, safeguard against surprises and supercharge your savings, Regions Life Banking makes it possible.
Regions Bank, embrace the if in life.
Regions Bank, member FDIC.